Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. Again, 537-1350 if you have questions or comments. And just a page and a half left on the opening soons to go through today.
Yeah, we still got a few left. A lot of people will remember this building, the old Orschlins building, until they built their new building on McCall. But some other investors bought that building, and there's a kennel and dog wash affiliated with Holidays that's going to take half of the old Orschlin building. And we understand there may be another tenant going into the other half, but we don't have any details on that. So that's something new since we were last in here. We understand, and I think they're getting close. We need to check on this, but Menards did some expansion, and that really is just more of the outdoor type stuff, and their storage area that did the expansion, not the retail store itself. And Manco Windows office has is in the process of doing some alterations there. If we go up to Seth Child's or Seth Child Road, little Apple Toyota Honda is doing a pretty extensive expansion at 2828 Amherst Avenue, and Manhattan Area Technical College is doing a lot of alterations in their existing buildings. And again, Kathy, we kind of mention this each time, but a lot of people that simply drive by on Seth Child can see a lot of construction going on there, and that is a Westar Energy substation that is going in there, and that is not directly part of the Manhattan Area Technical College. So that's going to provide electricity or a better supply of electricity to the growing part of Western Manhattan. So
their enrollment is jumping. We just had Jim Janetta
on
yesterday.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of his interview yesterday, and their enrollment is going up, and they need more space. So we're glad that some of the alterations they've done and some of the expansion that they have been able to do on their existing campus has occurring. So a lot of great things happening there, especially with our workforce, which we can talk about later. Again, over on Stag Hill, I don't have any updates. Genesis Health Club does own the land up on Stag Hill, and we still understand that they plan to put a new facility up there, but there hasn't been anything of late happening on that. Overhead Door is going to be going to 2501 Stag Hill Road. And again, some of the things surrounding Kansas State University, NBAF, and we'll be talking about that for two or three more years to come, but the good news, and I know that you have those folks on, is that the construction's going well, and I think Tim Barr, who you've had on an interview, and Marty Veneer, kind of giving the public updates on that, but that project is going well. Manhattan Christian College has done some alterations to Coffin Hall at 1415 Anderson Avenue, and Via Christi Hospital continues to do some alterations and things internally with their facility, as well as Manhattan Surgical Hospital, both on College Avenue. And if we go over here, Tuttle Creek Boulevard, I just drove by this morning taking a longer way because Casement Road is closed, that I came over and went by the Lynx, which is at the corner of Marlette Avenue and Casement Road. And they have some of their units open and occupied, but they still have a lot of units that they're working on construction. So I don't have a final time when that is supposed to be completely done, but it is open. Meadowlark Hills continues to do some alterations, and we understand that the old Royal Inn Hotel, which has been closed for almost a year now, has been for sale and is under contract. We don't know any details as to what the new owners intend to do, but that should be closing sometime later in November. Holy Goat Creamery LLC is going to be at 5535 Tuttle Creek Boulevard. If we go on to West Anderson, Kathy, you and I come through that intersection there where the Rotary is at the corner of Scenic Drive and Anderson. That's a city project. They're making progress. Seems slow, but the Rotary is open. Seems to function pretty good.
Yes,
but it's not completely open yet.
Although sometimes the people coming in from the four, the one side coming in. I'm trying to think of the direction that would be going more that north.
North.
Yes, they don't always look.
Yeah.
I found.
But there is also a mixed-use development, which is 23 acres going on that project, and that's on the north side of Anderson. A lot of dirt infrastructure has been done, and there is some single-family housing in that area that is under construction. I think they have two houses that are, you can see those now physically. I know ShopQuick is getting close to starting construction at Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue. And then ESB Financial, they've delayed their, because of such the infrastructure going on there, they've delayed their project until 2018. So that'll be their second location. Manhattan Oral Surgery at 4201 Anderson Avenue, Building E. They're putting in a new facility and locating there. The other thing that's going to be coming before the city, which people will be seeing in public information, is that Blueville Nursery owns quite a bit of property out along Anderson and Scenic Drive, and they're going to be going to the Planning Commission to do some rezoning of that property. And I think that it won't be expanding a Blueville Nursery, but there'll be some other mixed-use development in there. And as those plans unfold, we'll report those. But it is coming up for some public hearings before the planning, and then eventually to the city planning, urban planning board, and then to the city commission. So I just give people a heads up on that. Z Sleep Lab, if I can say that, is a relocation, and it is going to go next to the Manhattan Oral Surgery out on that West Anderson deal. Robbins Motor Company is doing some major alterations. Schultz Construction is doing that. Inspire ENT and Pulmonology will be going to 4201 Anderson Avenue, Building D. Washington Dance Studio is doing some alterations at 1125 Waters Avenue. In the West Loop area, we have at the Medical Center, Manhattan Medical Center, they'll be adding a new building, a new 30,000 square foot expansion, and Nor Resident Apartment Building at Hilton Heights and Claflin. And then Manhattan Urgent Care, and they may already be open, on the west side is opening, and we have in October, and they may already be open, so we'll have to double check on that. And then in the Candlewood area, let's see, I want to make sure I get this. Adito Fit is taking one half of the old Bobby T's restaurant, which of course closed several months ago. And so there's some things going on there at the old Bobby T's location. So
that's it, basically.
That's what we know. We know that there's sometimes things. Sometimes we have some calls where people say, "Hey, do you know about this building or that project?" And so we try to capture quite a few things, but we don't necessarily get them all. But there's still good construction going on in and around the Manhattan area, although it has slowed a little bit. I think when we talk, a lot of people have called in and they've heard rumors of different businesses going in where Academy Sports is now. There's a lot of construction still in that shopping center, and there are three more tenants yet to be officially announced. We've heard rumors, but we haven't been able to confirm anything, so I don't want to say that. But there are some other major national retail chains that have looked at those open facilities, and I think, again, very shortly there should be some announcements and building permits pulled on those stores. And our understanding is that they are national retail chains that will be going in there.
It is now 9:32. Let's take another break. Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler with us today. And 537-1350 if you have questions or comments of your own. Lots more to talk about. An election coming up, for one thing, and all sorts of other things that the chamber's involved in. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio. KMAN.